Hey everyone, I thought I'd take advantage of our neighbor's beautiful trees today. So we're going to look at Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the 10 virgins. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour." So, once again, we're in this context of the last week of Jesus' ministry and the culmination of his ministry in Jerusalem. Jesus has just left the temple where he's had this contest with the leadership of the temple. And we're still in the midst of this discourse where he's speaking with his disciples about when he's going to come in 70 AD and the temple is going to be destroyed in Jerusalem. And so Jesus gives this parable, and all the parables here, there's three in a row, this is the middle one, all of them have to do with the delay of the master. There's a master who's away. In the first parable, he comes before his servants were expecting. In this parable, he comes later than they were expecting. But the point is, what do disciples of this master do when they don't know when he's going to show up? And that's what this parable is about. A few things that are worth pointing out about this parable that connect with other parts of the book of Matthew. One is, notice that there's wise and foolish. This should remind us of the end of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus talks about the wise that listen to Jesus' teaching and put it into practice and the foolish who don't, and therefore their house is destroyed when the storm comes. And notice too, at the end of the parable, he says, "I never knew you." This is also something that Jesus says, or something very close to that, in the Sermon on the Mount. So again, I think there's another reference to the Sermon on the Mount there. Notice too that the parable is about lamps. And if you go back to the Sermon on the Mount, there is the statement, "You are the light of the world. And so don't let your good works be prominent so that other people see me. See my Father and glorify him in your good works." So the parable in general is about the disciples of Jesus being alert, being watchful, being awake and diligent. Now notice they do fall asleep. It's not that there's not appropriate time for sleep, but the point is they live their whole lives as if the master might show up any minute. And this really does go with so much of what the rest of the scripture says. Paul says to servants, you should do the work that you do for your master as if it were the Lord himself, not serving with eye service, but as unto the Lord with a glad heart. And so Jesus really is warning all of us, or encouraging, challenging all of us to do everything we do and live every day as if it's our last, to do everything we do as it were unto him. I think it's worth looking at what the oil and the lamps are, or maybe the lamps in general. Again, if we look to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, there are good works. You know, good works has a bad reputation among Christians because all good Christians know you're not supposed to try to earn your way to heaven by good works. But Jesus makes it clear that if my faith is genuine, it will issue in good works. And so I think Jesus is commending us to be diligent in giving ourselves to the good works that he's prepared in advance for us to do. And in case we're worried that that's somehow a works righteousness, notice that throughout scripture, oil, which is what you fill a lamp with, is the symbol for the Holy Spirit. So the virgins are those who say, "Hey, listen, I need to regularly requisition Holy Spirit from my Father so that I can be given to do the things that he has given me to do in the time that he's given me to do them, so that I'm ready whenever he might show up in his life. And I think that's the key to all of these parables of the Lord's coming. That is, whenever he shows up, I want to be found busy appropriating the grace he's given me to do the good works that he's given me to do. So may we abound every day, and may we not tire in doing the good works that our Lord prepared for us to do.